Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part four, Pastor Duck's message, entitled From a Mess to a Miracle, from Ezra chapter 9, verses 3 through 9.
Turn me off anyway, so I might as well leave it off. But anyway, it's on now. But anyway, have you got victory today? All right, that was three of you. I know what. Listen to me. Some of you walked in here today, and you know what you brought with you? You brought the world. You brought your troubles. You brought your headaches. You brought every worry that you've got going on. And you're just sitting there, standing there, and you're just letting all this stuff gnaw and grind in your spirit. and it just robbed you of everything God wants you to do. It's kind of like what Tony Evans said. You're kind of like a dead monkey just laying flat. That's it. Listen, there is the river of God flowing in this place today that wants to ignite your soul with fire and with the blessings of God. God wants to do something in your life, but you're not going to get victory until you let God take over. And so some of you today just need to get your mind off of you and get your mind on Him, because He's a God that will make a big difference in your life if you'll learn to trust Him and put Him first in your life. We're going to go back and sing that last verse one more time. Now sing it like you mean it. Put your hands together and today cast your every care upon the Lord and claim the victory that He's got for you today. Amen. Well, I heard about talk about the King of Kings. You're not talking about a man sitting in a White House in Washington. You're talking about the God that sits on the throne of the universe. The Almighty Everlasting God. The Exalted God. Come on, church, make some praise. Give Him some thanks. Lift up His name, amen. For He is worthy, amen, to be praised in the company of His people, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't get worn out. Keep on praising Him. Amen. And the church said,
amen.
That was delayed. Let's try this on three, because some of you haven't woken up yet. On the three count, I want you to say amen, like bless God, to lift the rafters and to blow the windows out. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Amen.
Now, that's the way you do it. And you're just proving you can do it. So throughout the worship, that's the kind of amens I want. I don't hear none of this flat, half stick, half flag stuff. Amen, preacher. Yes, Lord Jesus. Huh? It's God's house. It's the house of freedom. It's the house of praise. It's the house of prayer. It's the house that God has built. And let me tell you what, it's not the walls that we're talking about. We're talking about every one of you today, that you're belonging to this King called Jesus. And today He will inhabit the praise of His people. If you're walking around down and out and defeated, you know why? That's because you chose that route. Come on. But preacher, I'm tired. Let me tell you what. I'm not controlled by my flesh. I'm controlled by the Spirit of God that lives within me today. Amen. It wouldn't hurt a few of you to jump a few pews, run a few aisles, and praise God, praise the Lord a little bit. Amen. Amen. Then we're going to go back and sing this chorus one more time. I believe you got about a praise in you that you're showing today. Amen. If you're tired, lay up with your neighbor and go to sleep. Amen. But if you're in Jesus today, praise God, praise Him, because He is worthy to be praised. Amen. In the house of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus through one more time. Lift up your voices. Lift up your praise. Lift up your hands and shout the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and oh, I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He was tithe. I thought I wouldn't get no amens on that. You don't give any sacrificial gifts to God's house. But I love Jesus. Okay. You're more worried about getting out of church than getting into church. This is going to get you in a minute. Well, you keep us longer than any other Baptist church in Lynchburg. I keep you because you need to be here. Because you need the Word. Start living more for Him. Maybe then I'll lighten up a little bit. Won't be so long-winded. Yeah, right. Just testing the waters. Listen, friend. God can take you from a mess to a miracle. But He needs you to become committed to Him to do that. Amen. See, it's just not just saying, "Whoo, do it, Jesus." No. He's saying, "You do it. You surrender yourself. And I'll show you what powerful and almighty God that I am." When you don't know what to do, make sure you know who can. Amen. For my Bible says, my God can do all things. And you know how He does it? Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. So what do you better know? Well, you better know some things. You better know, hey, you better know who holds tomorrow. Amen. You better know today who holds all power in heaven and in earth. And folks, it's not the American government, and it's not the devil. And it's not any other national leader. It's Almighty God. He possesses all power. Well, you better know that name that is highly exalted. You better start worshiping that name that is highly exalted. You better start recognizing that name that is highly exalted. You better start employing and involving that name that is highly exalted in your living for Him every day. Amen. You've got to know something. You've got to know what He said. He said, "Call upon me and I will answer thee. I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know." When you don't think you know, let me tell you what. When you don't know what to do, God does. And you can call on Him and He's always there. When you can't find a way, He is a way maker. Amen. When you are out of answers, He is the only answer. Amen. Praise God. All you need to do is to cry out to God by faith and believe. Amen. You got to get serious about this thing. You want God to work in your life. You've got to say, "God, start with me. Revive my heart. Stir up those embers." Hallelujah. Folks, listen. You've got to stay on the firing line for God. You've got to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And you can't do that by attention, placing all your attention and your love and your desires on the things of the world. You've got to crown Jesus King of your life. Amen. You've got a desire for the fires of God to start. Come on, church. You've got to start burning today for Christ. You've got to let God fill you up with His power. You've got to take today the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You've got to rise above your circumstances. You've got to stop being controlled by what everybody else says or does. You've got to start today, trust God. Put your confidence in Him and believe in this God who is bigger and greater than whatever you'll face, go through, or every encounter in life. Because I've got a God on my side that never has lost a case and will never fail you. And never falter on His promises. And the church stood to their feet and shouted, "Praise God. What a mighty God we serve." Amen. Hallelujah. Take what God's given you and use it. Sit down, please. Hallelujah. You know, He has been, He is, and He shall always be.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.